show. Is it a sandwich? If I called a hot dog a sandwich, do you think that you'd be fine with it? If not, then why? Let's bust this wide. Mary, Carey, Kelly, Matt, oh my, is a sandwich? Well, let's decide.
As the great Julia Child once said, a party without cake is just a meeting. So let's get this party started on Order Up.
Indeed. If I could time travel, I would have loved to have had a coffee with Julia Child. That would have been...
I'd have loved Sabrina to eat any like of her meals, you know?
Oh, gosh, yeah. For yeah, no. sure.
We watched Julia Child every Sunday because my grandmother, my mother's mother was a pastry chef in Portland, Maine. So we'd watch it and... I would watch Julia Child get drunker and drunker as the episode. All right, now let's put some Chardonnay in my glass.
Oh, my God.
You know, so and my grandmother would laugh at her. She'd be like, all right. Oh, and the chicken is done, you know.
As is she. Listeners, it's Order Up. This is episode 4. Of season 9. It's Kelly here with Mary and Matt. Carey is out in the field trying to hunt down the jerk who we're going to talk about it. I know in advance what Matt's going to throw at us for banter, but we alluded to this the last episode, the jerk who got the cheddar cheese on the apple pie. We're going to dive into it. I know, Mary, it's a weird Canadian thing. Matt is going to tell us more. Carey is in her car ready to go to that person's house.
Oh, and this is when Canadians get mad live from Order Up.
I'm kidding. Carrie's just eating some pie in her car waiting, you know, just in case she's needed to be somewhere.
throw butter tarts at somebody.
Exactly. Oh, no. Don't throw butter tarts. Throw them at me. I will eat them. I love me a butter tart. Very Canadian pastry. Speaking of that, we're getting off track. It's episode 4. So far, everybody, team, I'm just going to casually look at my notes. Team Pie is narrowly in the lead on this one. So I think we need to dive right into the deep dish of cheddar pie controversy Matt has found. Matt, what is up with this weird Canadian thing that we do?
It's actually not a Canadian thing.
What?
It's not. So the 17th century, England gave us a lot of big things. They gave us Newton's laws of motion, the birth of the Royal Society of London for improving natural knowledge, and the advances in the microscopic sciences. But what they also gave us was dairy on pie. If there's one thing the English love, it's putting cream on crap. It was originally custards and cream sauces, like clotted cream. Uh-huh. But it was only a matter of time before somebody just said, you know, we got this cheese stuff here. And that's how cheese entered the building. Remember, this is a country where there's an annual race down a very steep hill against a wheel of cheese.
Yes.
And there have been multiple documentaries about said race. So they take their cheese very seriously. Yorkshire bakers decided that they wanted to try Wensleydale cheese. That was their decision to go that way. But then... and that's a fine cheese. It's okay. But put that up against a sharp cheddar and the cheddar's going to shank you.
Yeah.
it just became the cheese. Cheddar became the cheese of choice in the New World as settlers brought it to New England in the Midwest, where it's very popular to this day.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. So this combination is actually just specific to apple pie. Mm-hmm. Some people think it's because of the contrast of the very sweet apples to the salty sharpness of the cheese. Mm-hmm. So it's not Canadian. We just kept it going because, you know, we always wanted to be English, you know, like we just kept that all on. Now,
wow. I've got some of my ancestors to talk to because I am quite English.
So. Yeah. You got a thing or two to say to them. Now, for all the the wrong that is cheese on apple pie. The English did invent the apple pie, with the first recipe being recorded in 1381, written and included in the recipe. It was good apples, good spices, figs, raisins, pears, saffron in a coffin with a Y, like I'd, you know. So this recipe was in the form of curry, written by the master cooks of King Richard II. And it was just simply called an English pudding. But back then, basically all desserts were puddings. They only started getting more specific a few hundred years later. Due to the price of sugar, sweet fruits like figs were used instead of adding sugar. So it added filling and flavor to the pies. And myth has it that the apple pie is as American as truth and justice. Pardon my cynicism. But brought to the New World by European settlers from England, the Netherlands, and Swedes, after Johnny Appleseed, who in real life was crazy as F, made apples the go-to fruit in the country, apple pie shot to the top of the pie charts like a musket ball. two very different recipes appeared in the first published American cookbook in 1796 called American Cookery by Amelia Simmons. And honestly, it's not that far from what we enjoy today. You stew apples along with lemon zest, cinnamon, mace, rose water, and sugar to taste, and bake it in paste number 3, which is her pie crust. And, you know, just with the only real difference there is some mace and rose water. Otherwise, it's a modern apple pie. So while the English may have invented it, the Americans kind of perfected it.
Of course.
Well, there is that saying, as American as apple pie, but it's British.
So
let me ask you, what is mace? Is it like the mace that I spray in somebody's eye?
No.
No. Don't put that in your apple pie, listeners. Don't put that.
It's a very savory spice.
Oh, it's a savory spice. Okay. Yeah. No, I mean, I like a good apple pie, but the cheddar, you know me and my rules, and I'm also lactose intolerant. It's not, but I don't know. I got to ask Canadians though. Do you guys like the apple pie with cheddar?
No.
I don't know.
No, and I'm British. I genetically should love it. And because I had an uncle who's a descendant of the royal family, that might have been the one he's related to. This might be my fault, everyone. I feel like I'm just going to take it.
An interesting fact that I learned, though, that while doing this research, is the apples used in apple pie were brought to England from Kazakhstan.
Matt, that's another thing. Kazakhstan, the initials of the country are K-A-Z or Z, which are my initials. So this is totally on me.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thanks, Kelly.
Sorry.
All your fault.
Oh, man. It's episode 4. This is going to get crazy. It's order up. Mary, who is our guest today?
Our guest is Grace, and I'm going to Grace Fraga, and I'm going to introduce this lovely lady. She's one of my dear friends here in LA. Grace Fraga is an award-winning actress, Latina comedian, writer, producer, lifestyle guru, and supreme dear leader of the state of Grace, a realm where healing, humor, and transformation collide in the best possible way. You've seen Grace all over this town at the Comedy Store, the Improv, the Laugh Factory, the Ice House, the Comedy Zone, and Harrah's, as well as colleges across California. She has been on The Steve Harvey Show, Gene Simmons' Family Jewels. I love that show. Hot Funny Femmes, FBI Files, Mystery ER, and Killer Outbreaks. Everybody, beyond comedy and acting, Grace is an acclaimed relationship coach. So That's the reason why I'm married, because I consult with her in all things, and author of 3 best-selling books on love and self-empowerment. Everybody put your hands together for my friend, Grace Fraga.
Yay! Welcome, Grace.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to talk about food.
Oh, I'm excited to talk, to hear you talk about food. I love these credentials. I've definitely seen your name on various show posters, so I'm so glad you're here. I'm going to hand you over to Matt, who has crafted 5 delicious questions, which he's going to toss your way. So, Matt, take it away.
Thank you. Ready. I'm sure after this, you're going to need a snack. Grace, first question. Do you have a savory or sweet tooth?
You know what, Matt? When it comes to food, I'm an equal opportunity employer. Okay. Savory and sweet both have a place in my heart and my stomach. So yeah. I'm vegan, so you can give me like a cashew cheese board with olives and crackers and I feel like all bougie. And then... You know, I need to counteract that with some sweets, and it's going to be, for me, vegan chocolate cake.
Nice. Ooh, yeah. I always find it hard. Like, people say, are you this or that? And it's like, you know, it depends on the mood. Depends on the way the wind is blowing. Yeah. You know, it's not so simple.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And also, I feel like it's whatever your body needs at the time. Sometimes it needs a little boost of sugar because you're low in energy. And sometimes you need a little bit of sodium. So you down a bag of potato chips. But they were made with avocado oil, so that makes a difference.
I love those chips.
Do you have a favorite savory treat?
Potato chips, and I love pickles. Like when I want to not gain, you know, just 500 pounds, because those potato chips are like 2,000 calories per bag. I go with pickles, and it just, and especially like before I go to bed, I love pickles. I don't know why. It's just, I love it, and I'm happy, and they have very little calories, so I feel so badass after I do that.
In our last season, we actually found that some people eat pickles with peanut butter on them. And
it's a little adventurous for me.
That chocolate and my peanut butter and my chocolate thing, not everything is going to work out.
No, definitely. There was a girl on TikTok that would blend things that you never thought you could blend, and some of them were disgusting, and some of them she was like, wow, it was so fun. I'm not on her algorithm anymore, unfortunately, but yeah, sometimes you have to kind of like be adventurous and try out different flavors and combinations.
Now, when you're cutting a cake,
yes,
you take a centerpiece or a corner piece or whatever's left.
Well, definitely a corner piece, because like my comedy, I like my cake with a little extra edge. plus, come on, let's be real. Isn't that the piece that has the most frosting? Right?
Yeah. It can, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I will fight for that piece. I'm telling you, if there's one corner piece left, I'll fight you.
You don't want to get between Grace and her vegan chocolate cake with
With frosting. Maybe without frosting you might, but not with the frosting. Not the corner piece. Mm-mm.
So do you have a favorite type of frosting?
I like all frostings. I don't have a favorite. I love sugar. I used to be hypoglycemic. I kind of fixed it with diet, and so I love sugar. But you know, it's not healthy. Anything in moderation is okay, but I don't want to go crazy on the sugar. But vegan stuff, usually they use healthy ingredients allegedly. So the good kind of sugar, whatever that is.
Grace, I used to work at a vegan bakery. That answer is no.
Well, that explains it. Yes. No, absolutely not. I used to, for a while before I became vegan, I tried to be vegan, and I ordered the food from this great restaurant. It was raw vegan. And I didn't like the food, so I would just eat the cakes. Yeah, and it didn't work for me. I gained weight. It's so weird.
Next up is, you know, it's a bit of a interesting conundrum.
Okay.
Why is a cheesecake not a cake, yet it's not called a pie? Any thoughts on that?
I think because cheesecake is kind of like a fluid dessert and it refuses to be labeled. I think that's what's happening there. And I think it's kind of like a combo. It has the crust of a pie. Mm-hmm. The texture is like custard, mm-hmm. and the name has cake in it. So it's like the whole package. If it was a guy, I'd marry it.
And the thing with it too is like in a lot of places, you don't put fruit on top of it. Like my Heather, my wife, she didn't have fruit on cheesecake for like first 15, 20 years of her life because her grandparents were from Scotland and they'd get cheesecake and they would just get traditional cheesecake, which doesn't have any fruit. Once she is like had her first New York cheesecake, she's like, oh, this opens up a world of possibilities.
Yes. I love my cheesecake either super pure, like your wife, you know, like with nothing, or put a lot of stuff on it. Like weird stuff, like the Cheesecake Factory. Oh my gosh. They have like 2000 grams of sugar and, you know, 30,000 calories a piece, but I have tried almost all of them at some point. Again, gained 20 pounds. Always gain pounds, you know, and then have to lose it. I'm on a roller coaster. Thank you, cake, for my weight problem.
Well, I mean, you know, if you're going to have a dessert like cheesecake, you got to go all in. Like, just why bother not like embracing the deliciousness? It's so rich to begin with.
Oh, it is, yeah.
It's the best.
It is. It's cheese and cake.
It's just, again, my ideal guy.
So this brings us to our next question. So would you eat a pie caken, which is it's kind of like the turducken of desserts. It's a pecan pie, inside a pumpkin pie, inside a spice cake with cinnamon buttercream between each layer, and an outer layer that's an oat crumble.
It sounds very sinful. So I would love to have pie caken. I never had it, I'm going to confess. So I'd be a pie caken virgin. I would love, now that you put this in the questions and you brought that desire. Thank you for nothing. Welcome my next 20 pounds. It sounds like even better than cheesecake. I'm going to try it for real. And I am a team cake, but it has the word pie and cake in it. So I kind of like pie also. So, hey, I'm in.
Yeah. Well, there's that saying, it's a Lisa Loeb quote. When someone asks you if you'd like cake or pie, why not say you want cake and pie? And I think that applies here. You know, like
that's going on once. My tombstone.
I have actually on my online shop, I have it's called thestateofgraceshop.com, little plug there. I have a t-shirt that says, you know, in quotes, you can't have your cake and eat it too, and I put watch me.
That brings us to the big question of the season.
Yes.
Are you team pie, team cake, or neither? I think you tipped your hat a little bit already on this one. But
yeah, that was a sneak peek of my preference. And definitely I am team cake all the way. Yes, because like pie is like that reliable friend who always wears sweatpants, you know? They're like comforting, familiar, but not exactly a showstopper, right? Now, cake is the Beyonce of desserts. Definitely. It walks into the party fully decorated, commands attention, and leaves a trail of crumbs like confetti, baby.
That should be our out slate.
Wow. I think if anybody is currently on a dating app, you need to put that as your profile. Wow, I would like to go out with cake.
Yeah, comparing men to cakes and pies, that's, you know what? That's a great bit.
You can have it, Grace. Do use it.
Thank you.
Well, with Grace's answer, friends, we are back and tied up, as someone may want to be with a piece of cake right now. wink. But no, we're tied. It's tied up. Oh boy. Matt, are you feeling any sway to like pick a side in this, or?
I'll find my way through my existential dilemma by the end of the series. I don't know yet. I don't know. I mean,
that's fair.
You know, I love them both. And technically cakes started out more like pies and pies started out more like cakes. And, you know, the first cake was a cheesecake, you know, like this is just all mind blowing. So it's hard to pull it all together. So
it is. Yeah. I have a question, Kelly, and yet again, I'm going to upset it because I already gave my vote.
You did.
Are we allowed to change our mind?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Are you feeling the pull?
Well, here's no. Well, kind of. So I'm not a cake person. We already, because I the frosting can be suspicious and can be a little too pushy, like the men I dated in my 20s. But I like cheesecake. So I really, out of everything we're talking about, cheesecake is my favorite. If there was a piece of pie, a piece of cake, and a piece of cheesecake, I would take the cheesecake. So where does that put me?
Cheesecake, from what I have read on the internet, and we all know everything is true online, cheesecake is more like a tart. So you're in another category if you're going...
You're like voting third party.
You're voting third party.
So maybe I'm team tart. You know? That's my drag name. So team tart. So I don't know what that does to the vote, but I think I'm team tart. I mean, I got to be truthful.
Okay. Mary is up. Okay. I got to do some math. Talk amongst yourselves. Grace, where can folks find you online and any thing to plug coming up?
Oh, everywhere. I am like a social media whore. Or should I say social media prostitute, if you want to keep that PG, or a street worker. Most of my handles are either Grace Fraga or The State of Grace Fraga. One of the two. And my website is gracefraga.com and my online shop where I have hundreds of products, digital. I have merch. I have mugs, t-shirts. I have also my books and some free guides to certain topics from my Relationship Coaching Live podcast. That is thestateofgraceshop.com.
I love that. We're still tied, Mary. We're still...
All right.
But we now have three votes cake, three votes pie, one vote Matt, and one vote tart.
Because you were voting for both sides before. You could, so it's a zero-sum transition.
Yeah. Team tart. I like that. That's kind of my palette. Team tart.
Well, after our last episode not our last episode, though, the prior one with Jason, my name is Parade Trash. I'm going with Parade Trash. That'll be my third album. All right. Well, listeners, tune in next time when maybe we'll just create a new category of, I don't know, hot dog. Who knows what's going to happen next time. Thank you, Grace, for being here. This has been Order Up.
I'm team cake because, like, chocolate's so much better than literal cherry. What are you talking about? Thank you.
Order Up is hosted and produced by Matt Ardill,
Mary Kennedy,
Larry Hain,
Kelly Zunekis.
And original music is by Rebecca McDonald.